Hello and welcome to the Chess Boxing Podcast. We're back here with a full crew. We've got Gavin back. Hi, Gavin.
Hello.
We've got Tim here.
Hello.
And you've got Maisie, you know, the technician, and we're going straight in. Gavin, you've got a burning question to Tim, haven't you?
Well, we were just chatting earlier about the 12-3 diet that Tim's on. Is that right?
That's right, yes. The 12, you've heard of the 5-2?
I've stepped it up.
The 5-2 is...
I don't know what the numbers refer to at all.
You eat pretty normally for 5 days, and then for 2 days you only eat a very restricted calorie intake. And it's a very popular, very trendy diet to be on, because all the stars of Hollywood and stage and screen are doing it.
It's the key diet for people that find food difficult to control. So if you eat normally for 5 days and then just fast for two, then you don't have to worry about counting anything. You just don't eat.
Oh, I see. And what day are you on today?
I'm not doing that. I'm doing the 12-3.
Oh, right. Okay.
I've stepped it up.
It's hours. It's just the most unsocial diet I've ever seen.
Basically, the idea of it is you wake up in the morning and then you don't eat anything for 12 hours. And then for the next 3 hours, eat what the heck you want.
Chocolate bars.
Okay, what time do you wake up in the
morning? When I say eat what you want, that's obviously not eating chocolate bars. You eat a healthy diet for those 3 hours, so no fried food. You know, you eat the normal things you would eat if you were on a healthy diet.
All right, so you could have porridge for breakfast, for example.
So porridge for breakfast.
Yeah, but he won't have porridge for breakfast because he doesn't have anything for breakfast. He doesn't eat for the first 12 hours of the day. Mm. And to our listeners out there, I would like to say that Tim is neither a nutritionist nor has got any idea what he's doing. So please do not follow this. This is not scientific.
During the 12, you can eat grapefruit or as much lemon juice, freshly squeezed lemon juice, as you want.
For people with stomach problems or acid problems, also please do not follow this diet.
Well, you say that, but there's another school of thought which says when you drink freshly squeezed lemon juice, although the lemon itself is acid, that effect reverses and becomes alkali in the body. It alkalizes the body. I don't really know the biochemistry of this.
No, there is a biochemistry about this, and that's a very certain condition for certain people. It's a very low number, but people that have heartburn that actually shouldn't take magnesium or anything, they should take acid or lemon because their heartburn comes from somewhere else. But that's a small number of people and it's not the general public, so... in the public, just eat healthy.
Are you saying
day.
That we shouldn't be giving medical advice on the podcast?
Yes. I'm not giving medical advice. I'm telling you what my diet is, and I'm going to tell you something else. After 1 week, I went from whatever my weight was, went down by 1.5 kilos. The following week, back up by 1.5 kilos.
But this week.
It's back down again by 1.5 kilos. So I'm not sure if this 1.5 kilos is just like my weekly fluctuation.
Or your scales are broken.
Now, I've been on the gym scale, so they're spot on.
The toilet before and had a long.
That
wee.
Is really disgusting. No, I'm very, I'm a scientist, so I conduct my measurements with exactitude.
The fact is you are by trade a scientist, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
It's not a joke.
And that's why it's even more shocking that you think that diet is worth following.
Such tribe.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
So are you on an eating hour or a not eating hour now?
No.
Not eating hour. So you said
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I got up at 6:30 today, so nothing at all until 6:30.
Except I might have
a grapefruit.
It's stupid. Okay. It's just stupid. I'm not saying that it isn't working, that you might not losing weight. I'm just saying it's unhealthy and it's stupid, it's unsocial.
Do you know what I had for tea last night?
No.
A big plate of boiled lentils with chopped beetroot in it.
Sounds nice.
That's not even enough calories for a man of your stature.
The thing is that it got round. Normally that would be disgusting, but you know, I haven't eaten for 12 hours. By 6:30,
anything goes.
I thought that was delicious, but after about the third bowl of it, I'm like, this is actually now pretty disgusting. I don't want to eat anymore. But the other thing I had with it, was some bits of rye bread that I'd had in the bread bin for approximately, I don't know, 3 weeks, and they've gone so rock hard that I couldn't literally bite through them. So I had to put them in the lentils and gradually soften it down to get to a point where I could bite into it and chew it. And it took a long time.
It's a, you know what? It's a German, there's a German dish that is bread soup. And it is made like that from rock hard bread that you then soak up in whatever the soup is.
Well, I didn't know that, but it doesn't surprise me that I've, you know, come up
invented it myself.
Invented it myself anyway. You know.
To the listeners out there, if you have any spare money, Tim clearly has no food at home, so we can have any donations.
No, I don't want. I don't want. I've got in my fridge. I've got so much steak and beautiful. It's really taunting me. But it's in the freezer. I don't.
It's not just to lose weight. So that you can make such an appetite that you are willing to eat all these disgusting things that people have been talking about on this podcast.
Well, maybe
is that how you managed to eat the avocado stones because you hadn't eaten for the previous 48 hours?
No, that was, I hadn't started the diet then, but you know, maybe.
We've got a show coming up, and we had some of the fighters in the gym today doing sparring and chess, and they're looking good.
They are looking good, yes. There was Daniel bouncing around and doing some sparring. He looked in great shape and, you know, crushing it on the chessboard as well. I'm really looking forward to seeing that bout. We saw Richard Fraser.
The Razor Fraser was back in the
legend,
ring.
What a legend. Yeah.
Talking about making this his last appearance
now,
as well.
Like, he said it, but I told him he can't just, like, 2 weeks before an event saying this will be his final fight. I'm not having it.
Well, I think you need to get along and see him fight. If that is his last fight.
Yeah, people should come along, but I'm still thinking, I mean, hello, this it's the Razor Fraser, and
he said he'll make a comeback.
Well, I think ask him after the fight.
Yeah.
See how he feels. You know.
Yeah. Comebacks in chess boxing have been known to happen. Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
And
we've
who else we got?
Joe.
Yeah, Joe looking good.
Joe looking in shape.
And no, there was no lazy arms today, was there?
Well
he was lazy because he wasn't there.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, he was
Bring
lazy
the jingle
arms.
Back.
Lazy arms or lazy arms?
The fighters are in shape for the show. And it's going to be, as we said last week, it's going to be really good fights, especially over the board as well, because there's a really high level of chess coming up. So, and...
very high level. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Levesque fight with Daniel. I think that's going to be really interesting because Levesque is known for winning a lot of his fights on the board. He's a very good chess player. He's not going to be able to do that with Daniel. He's excellent.
I wouldn't say it's impossible for him to do it, but it's not going to be easy.
It's not going to be easy, is it?
You can't rely on that. And also worth mentioning that we don't have another show now booked until December. So this is your last chess boxing before Christmas, well, until 17th December, so you're going to be a long drought ahead.
It really is a summer special. Also, we did some good chess practice this week because some of us, a little chess boxing posse, went along to a little chess tournament.
The Hendon Chess Club Monthly Blitz, which is a great little blitz tournament run by Adam Roof of Hendon Chess Club. And I urge you to sign up to that if you are in the Golders Green /Hendon area, because it's a great little tournament.
It's a really great tournament. We had... Den and the Razor Fraser on the board, and I have to say, really for the first time, where I really, really afterwards understood what Bobby Fischer meant when he said he wanted to destroy the opponent's ego. And I always thought, whatever. I mean, it's just men talk. But I felt really, really
did you play Tim?
No,
your ego was crushed.
I was like, I kind of thought maybe I didn't. I always thought I don't have an ego, but it still hurts. It really hurts. I mean, you go in game after game, and you're going, I can play to a certain level, and then you realise that level is way lower than you thought it was. And it took me.
I scored 2 out of 5, and I really was disappointed. I definitely could have got 3 out of 5, and okay. 3 out of 5 would have been respectable. Okay. Right, so now that you're here, Gavin, I can take it up with you in person. Why did you decide that this food challenge thing was a thing for me to do? It was never agreed.
Well, I just think that, you're good at it. You're really good at it.
Yeah, you're so good at it. You're the best.
It's providing a public service.
It is.
Isn't it? Which you like. You like
that
idea,
like that,
don't you?
Yes, and I like flattery too. Yes. So far, it's all working. The argument's very persuasive.
Plus, it's not like it didn't have to be agreed. It's not like we're agreeing in writing what is a thing.
Yeah, do we have to agree everything? I don't know, do we? Or do we just, you know, talk, and if something is of interest, you know, we go with it. And I think those Finnish guys had some interesting stuff for you to eat. So are you saying that you're backing down? Is that where it's going?
No,
because that's
do
what
it
sounds like. It sounds like you're preparing the ground to back out of a challenge.
Especially since the Finnish guys have already arranged with the Finnish embassy to, you know, bring some goods over. I mean, the embassy is involved.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be an
not.
International diplomatic incident.
It could be,
exactly,
yeah.
We've already got enough trouble exactly, with Assange in the Ecuadorian embassy, so I don't want to add to problems with Sweden. No, okay,
Finland.
I mean,
yeah. Finland. It'd be funny, Finland. Tim be stuck Finland. In the Finnish embassy.
That
with,
would
like,
be funny, yeah.
We're heading out. I will not come out, I won't eat it.
He was like, I can't eat it in the first 12 hours of the day.
Yeah, I'll eat it after I've been awake for 12 hours, no problemo.
And on the last podcast, she was talking about chocolate bars and how that's not a good feature either, which is a real shame, because I've been away for a few weeks. I've brought you both a present.
Okay, let's get into
another one. Yes, I have to. Also, can I say that the chocolate bars were a feature from episode one?
Well, I think that's fine.
Organically so.
Yeah, it organically came up into the conversation, holistically and organically.
So I found
three-way bounties, trios.
They exist. I told you they existed.
They existed. I don't want one. I don't like them.
I love them. Bounty, like the
Bounty is really not. It's not a chocolate bar even. Does that mean it's really
so good?
Which means it's not chocolate. It's got coconut and chocolate.
Yeah, but it's just coconut stuck together with sugar and not really.
Yeah, what's nice about that?
Everything.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, obviously, what a letdown. So
I can't eat it until 6:30 today, but I will take that with pleasure.
Okay, great.
Right. Okay, I think that is it for today. Thank you, everyone, for coming. For our listeners, check out londonchessboxing.com for all information about the upcoming event on June 18th at York Hall, Bethnal Green. And you can buy your tickets via our website, and we hope to see you at the show. Thanks for listening. Goodbye from me, Zena.
Goodbye from me, GBF.
And it's goodbye from me, Tim Woolgar.